AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Speaker Mike Johnson says the House Ethics Committee should not release its highly anticipated report into former Congressman Matt Gaetz, President-elect Donald Trump's pick to be Attorney General. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
The panel's been investigating Gaetz for years over allegations of sexual misconduct and drug use. Senate Judiciary Committee Democrats like Richard Blumenthal are urging the panel to share its information before Gaetz's confirmation process.
These claims involve violations of federal law for the individual who would be enforcing federal law.
But Johnson says issuing a report would set a terrible precedent, and he'll strongly request the panel not do it. It's a stark departure from Johnson's stance just 2 days ago.
The Speaker of the House is not involved in that, can't be involved in that.
Gaetz resigned from Congress immediately after being nominated, meaning the panel technically has no jurisdiction over him. It's unclear if its members will vote to release the report anyway. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The city of Monterey, California says in 2017, Pete Hegseth, the nominee to be defense secretary, was accused of sexual assault, but no charges were filed. With anti-vaccine activist Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Trump pick for health secretary, Clayton Petre in Chicago says he's worried about Kennedy's long-term influence.
If the anti-vax community continues to grow, then I think you'll see a large increase in diseases that have been, eradicated, right? So these are concerns.
A representative for Rudy Giuliani says the former New York mayor and former Trump attorney is relinquishing his cherished watches ahead of a deadline to turn over his assets to two former Georgia election workers who won a $148 million defamation judgment against him over the counting of ballots in 2020. Stocks are lower at the close. This is AP News. The Texas Supreme Court rejected an attempt in the state legislature to block an execution.
Robert Roberson was scheduled to die last month for the death of his two-year-old daughter in 2002. The baby's death was attributed to shaken baby syndrome. A group of Texas lawmakers issued a legislative subpoena to block Roberson's execution to allow him time to testify about questions surrounding the shaken baby diagnosis. But with an appeal from the state, the Texas State Supreme Court ruled that Texas House Committee infringed on other branches of government. If the execution goes forward, Roberson would be the first person punished by death in the U.S. for shaken baby syndrome. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A judge says Texas inmate Melissa Lucio is actually innocent of killing her daughter. Her execution was delayed in 2022. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.